front so you can see at least a little bit of the mysterious space around you.
It could be many weeks, even months, underground for 33 Chilean miners.
A gas explosion at a coal mine in central China has killed 29 miners.
Lead from illegal gold mines is sickening thousands of children.
Deaths at the gold mines have been on the rise.
There was another explosion today in the mine.
It has already killed and crippled more men.
78 men have been trapped for almost 10 days.
An industry more hazardous than any other.
More than 400 kids have already died.
The miners are thought to have died almost instantly.
Time we hear about mining is when some horrible disaster kills dozens of miners or threatens the safety of the surrounding community. Other than that, mining isn't really on most people's radar as something to talk about or care about. On the off chance it does come up, it likely isn't considered to be one of the most interesting or exciting industries. I'm Catherine, a freshman at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and these are my classmates Holly, hi, Dirk,
hey,
Ruben,
hey,
and Jordan,
hey.
We were all involved in Terrascope, a program which focused on finding solutions to complex data. Mine or a typical miner. There is really a heck of a lot more to mining than the tragedies that make the nightly news. Long story short, most everything you use each day relies on minerals from mines.
Laundries. To improve oil recovery. Water softening regeneration.
Borax.
Soda ash product.
Lithium.
The list just keeps going on and on.
So those are all things that you wouldn't have without mining. But there are tons more, and I'll bet most of them are more near and dear to your heart than soda ash. Try laptops, wind turbines, solar power.
Borax, 13
was all wet. He was just sliding down the ramp. Out of control. But his training was very, very careful. And he didn't go out of control. All stuff was flying down the road.
I told you that I had a tow truck breaking down the city road.
I really like the work. Work's fun.
Makes me not be stuck in a desk office, which is not what I wanted at all. I wanted to be able to be outside. I like being able to be outside, work with my hands.
I couldn't enjoy anything more than the work I do.
Understand the importance of their trade.
general, most people are simply unaware of where anything comes from. You just, where does it come from? The store. Where does the store get it? The factory. And that's just the way it is. But 100 years ago, people were way more tuned into where stuff came from.